are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
How y'all doing tonight? All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. Any medical question you want to ask, any comment you want to make, anything you want to talk about, we talk about everything on this show. Anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm looking right now. I guess a student was having a pretty crazy house party. All right, and he decided to cook his hamster. 20-year-old student is alleged to have cooked a hamster in a frying pan when a party got out of control. Officers were called. This, I believe, happened in Great Britain, and were horrified to discover that the pet rodent dead in a frying pan in the kitchen. They had broken up the wild party after calls from neighbors complained about the noise, and it is thought an investigation will now hinge on whether or not the hamster was already dead before it was fried. All right, police confirmed that a joint investigation has been lost, of course, with, I believe, the animal agency. 22-year-old man was arrested. From what I understand, there were even signs saying fried mouse or something, but it's a hamster. It's not even a mouse. All right, and of course, you know, the little picture of the hamster, and not of the actual hamster, but another hamster, is here in this article, and it just looks so cute. It just looks adorable, and you're like, what is wrong with kids? What is wrong? You know, oh my gosh, just, you know, just stupid stuff. I guess people think something's funny, they want to do things outrageous, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to get worse. I've been watching a lot of these TV shows on, I don't know, well, you know, I'm trying to figure out what station it is. But I guess there's a new show, like the craziest car wrecks or, you know, the craziest stunts. And you see these, I mean, you know, there's always been shows like this. But, I mean, you are seeing these most amazing crashes. And, of course, people live. And, you know, we are almost just, you know, revering this whole crazy, chaotic behavior. Impractical Jokers, one of my favorite shows. I believe that's on, no, it's not a comedy station. You know what? Now there's just so many cable stations, I can't even keep up. It's not TV Land. It's something, it's kind of one of the, you know, I guess smaller cable stations, but it's called Impractical Jokers. And this show is hilarious. It's a bunch of guys in New York that were friends, grew up together, and they make themselves do crazy things in front of people. You know, like hit on women while they're serving them hamburgers, steal people's food from a plate in a buffet. Now, it's mild. A lot of these things are mild. We aren't seeing dangerous stuff like you see on Fear Factor or some of these other crazy stunts. But, you know, it just, I think, if I had to characterize what our television is now in this decade, it's shock and, oh, I have the word at the tip of my tongue, daredevil, daredevils type stuff. All right. You know, in the 80s and, you know, 70s and 80s, it was sitcoms. You know, yeah, we had soap operas, but then night soap operas started to, you know, we started to have Dynasty, we started to have Dallas, so you started to that. In the 90s, we had Melrose Place, 90210, you started to have Jerry Springer, you started to have a lot of these talk shows, you know, like Oprah. You started to see more and more of that in the 90s. Then in the year to the thousands, you started to see more contests and cleaner type of shows. American Idol came out in the 2000 decade. You started to see High School Musical, even though it's not a TV show, that's a movie. Dancing with the Stars started to come out, contests, then Survivor, and you'd start seeing these contests, and then we start to move more into Fear Factor and, you know, a lot of the Darren. And right now, I think we are probably at our peak with daredevil type stuff and stunts. And, you know, I see my kids flip through the stations and they see these things and station after station. It's a car flipping. It's a kid running into something. And maybe it's the Jackass movies that get credit for that. You know, Jackass movies were huge. I believe those started in, what, 2004, if I remember correctly, where they were just doing stupid things. And I think that started to change. And then there was the television show. So I guess I would have to, you know, characterize our television now as shock and daredevil and doing dangerous things. Now, a couple shows we've talked about, like Gold Rush Alaska, and now I guess there's Bering Gold, where these are two different shows where they're trying to dig gold. One is on land, one is out in the sea. So you see them do dangerous stuff trying to get gold, and people are like, oh my God, look how dangerous. You know, they're almost going to die. They're almost going to drown. And so, yeah, you know, it's entertainment. I mean, it's amazing, all this reality TV. Yeah, I would say reality TV is probably also how we would characterize the last 5 to 10 years in TV and broadcasting. But you just wonder if maybe these kids are starting to kind of extrapolate it, right? And, you know, take it into their lives. You know, well, let's do something crazy. Let's do something. And, I don't know. I think, right now, it's getting harder to shock people. You know, I don't know how much more we could do in the media and with entertainment. You know, it's almost like we've really maxed out on people's senses. I mean, look at the movie Avatar. Very colorful, very computer imaged. But I look at a movie like that and I'm exhausted. You know, I mean, when you compare a movie like the Rocky movies, you know, or, you know, just some of the movies where they didn't rely on computer imagery, they relied on the story and the acting. And, you know, now everything has to be so stimulated and attractive that we're just seeing colors. Don't go away. We'll talk more. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com.
Over 6,000 preparedness items.
And counting.
Because we're adding new items nearly every day.
GetReadySurvival.com has it all.
Small and family-sized tents.
Backpacks.
Sleeping bags.
Food supplies.
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
Portable water filters.
Canteens and hydro packs.
Knives, axes, shovels, compasses.
Camouflage and tactical gear.
Fire starters and ammunition.
It's all at GetReadySurvival.com.
How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits?
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared,
the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com.
Got questions? Call 928-541-9723.
That's 928-541-9723.
Or go to
GetReadySurvival.com.
And remember, survival preparedness means living
on your own terms.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in medical news today, air pollution has been tied to stroke and memory loss. Now, we have heard headlines where air pollution has been linked to heart attack and cancer, early death. Well, now they're specifying stroke and memory loss. They say living in a crowded city or near a busy highway has been tied to higher chance of having a stroke or losing your memory. This is a study published today in the Archives of Internal Medicine. I got to tell you, that is one publication I don't get. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's just not a lot of pictures, and the font isn't as big as I would like it to be. But it's a good one. All right, they found a higher risk of stroke after moderate compared to good air quality days in the Boston area, with the residents, especially when traffic-related pollution was high. They say another report in the same journal documented a faster long-term decline in thinking and memory skills in women living in higher pollution areas. They say one of the most important points is that the levels that are considered to be generally safe by the EPA were seeing important health effects. So let's see. So apparently now the researcher is Gregory Wellenius, lead author of the stroke study from Brown University in Providence. They say individuals that may be susceptible to air pollution health effects may consider staying inside during high air pollution levels. I agree with that. I agree with that because your blood vessels constrict. This is interesting stuff, okay? right? He and his colleagues looked at medical records of 1,700 patients who had a stroke between 1999 and 2008. They found that the stroke was 34% higher in the 24 hours after moderate EPA pollution ratings compared to good pollution days. That increased risk was highest within 12 to 14 hours of pollution exposure and was linked to nitrogen dioxide, which you get while sitting in traffic. Now, the blood vessels dilate. They constrict in response to the outside environment in an attempt to keep blood pressure constant. But air pollution may affect the abilities of the body's ability to regulate the blood pressure, which could trigger stroke. All right. And I also think it's a hypoxic issue. I can't tell you when I'm in traffic how I try to go between recirculated air versus not recirculated air. You know, the less air you're breathing, the less oxygen, that does wear on you. Absolutely. All right. And so they also said in a similar study, decreased thought, decreased memory skills. Of course, blood flow to the brain, it's important. So kind of interesting stuff. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, okay, well, you know, based on where I live, am I in a high polluted area? Well, I found a study that I thought was kind of unique. All right. Okay. I thought California, New York, let's say, would top the list. Well, here is a list, okay, of the 20 states with the most toxic air. This came out during last summer. And it looks at air pollution produced by power plants. Okay, so for those of you that don't think, all right, well, you know, that think, well, just because I'm not in the big, big cities, I'm good. This is an interesting list. They say coal and oil-fired power plants produce almost half the toxic air pollution in the U.S., right, according to a new report by the Natural Resources Defense Council and Physicians for Social Responsibility. Huh, what that is? Nuradika Pusara, all right, which identifies the 20 states with the biggest polluters and the worst air quality. The EPA recently announced new rules, which actually replaced rules that were set by the George Bush administration, but struck down in court to reduce smog-forming air pollution from power plants in much of the country and mercury from all coal-fired power plants. All right, let's take a look at this. Which states make the so-called toxic 20 list? Well, the worst state, the worst offender is Ohio. Second is Pennsylvania. Then comes Florida, Kentucky, Maryland, Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Georgia. North Carolina comes in as the 10th toxic state of air pollution, according to the study. South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, Virginia, Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Iowa. You know, you're looking at this going, gosh, there's a lot of Midwest in this list. I thought it would be New York and California. You know, I thought so. Now, again, that comes from the Daily Green. Okay, this is one toxic 20 list by one U.S. report. Okay, I mean, it doesn't mean you're all going to die. But, you know, they got an argument there. They got an argument. They're saying, look, if you're more vulnerable to stroke and you're more vulnerable to blood pressure issues, just, you know, stay away on those heavy days. Now, what makes them heavy? Is it weather patterns? Because, I mean, these companies, these power plants, they shoot out the same stuff day after day. You know, I mean, I know in Vegas, they look at dust, they look at ozone layer, they look at carbon monoxide. So, I mean, if you get any of those readings, I don't think it hurts. You know, I mean, honestly, the less stroke, the less memory loss, I mean, I'm for. But it's frustrating because we know that people that live in smaller cities, fresher air, do better. We know that. But, you know, sometimes we just can't do anything about it. Now, you know, luckily, I could probably do radio wherever. You know, I could build a studio any place inside the United States. And, you know, if I really want to live in a small town and be healthy, you know, I could possibly do it. Practicing medicine, a whole other story. I still practice medicine. You know, still got to make a living. Still got to support my staff, help out my patients. But, you know, I know I could make the choice of moving to a city less polluted, but I don't want to do that yet. I like where I live. You know, I mean, many of us have lived in Cal, you know, in the states listed and have done just fine. But, you know, it's a thought. It's a thought. All right. In medical news today, we were talking about in the previous hour how cardiac stem cells could reverse heart attack. Just a quick review on this. What researchers had done at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles is it took 25 people, 17 of them, all of these guys had heart attacks, okay, in the last couple months. 17 of them, they took out healthy stem cells from the healthy heart muscle, used them to prime the damaged heart tissue that was scarred, and they found that the scar dropped by 50%, which was incredible because it increased, the muscle and the life of that muscle. The other people they treated, I think they treated 17, and then the other 8 people they just treated normally. Now, again, very small study. It sounds like they're going to now expand it to a few hundred people next time around. But if you could treat heart disease, with stem cells, those, of course, would be the heart attacks that you, you don't die of. Pretty cool stuff. So that was very good. Now, another thing we talked about in terms of memory, going back to memory, is depending on how your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa eat in terms of calories, their caloric intake could cause weight loss. They say that if an elderly person takes in more than 2,100 calories a day, they're going to be more linked to memory loss. They said it even doubles the risk. All right, I'd like to, though, take a look at, they aren't giving us the age. You know, when people say elderly, you're like, all right, are you talking 90 years old? Are you talking 60 years old? Because most of my 60-year-old patients, I would not say are elderly. But anyway, new study shows older people who eat 2,100 or more calories a day had more than double the risk of memory loss compared to people who ate fewer than 1,500 calories a day. They say more calories old people consume, the more they have mild cognitive impairment. We talk about MCI all the time on the show, mild cognitive impairment. You know, it's the kind of the transition between normal forgetfulness and dementia. So it starts to be where, you know, they're forgetting their keys, they're forgetting where they live, they're forgetting names of people, you know, in their family, maybe not dressing appropriately, you know, starting to do things like that. All right. And so why would more calories do that? Okay. I mean, it could be the glucose load, you know, 2,100 calories over 1,500 calories, could be the sugar load. It could be the cholesterol, could be the fat content. It could also be the insulin load that the body has to shoot out. I mean, we don't know. They really aren't going into too much detail as to why, but it's still kind of peculiar. And so, you know, people are always like, oh, well, we've got to be careful. You know, we need to watch what they're eating. I would say avoid the fatty meals. I think if you really look at many of these studies, this isn't the first time I heard it. I've seen studies where they say you got to watch the fat content. Avoid fatty meals in your older population. All right. Now, another study I just found said 70 or older. Okay, so looking at 70 or older, they're looking at high-calorie fatty meals. All right. And that to me makes sense. But again, if I had to blame anything, I would say it would probably be the sugar or the heavy insulin load. All right, interesting stuff. Now, for those of you that are listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love for you to follow me on Twitter and also go to my Facebook page. We found some really cool pictures of the 1940s. Color photographs before and after D-Day. I mean, these pictures of World War II soldiers, I mean, they look like they could have just been taken. Really cool stuff. All right. Also, I want to talk about, when we get back, Queen of Sheba's mines have been found. Remember Queen of Sheba? This is cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics,
and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
And we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is interesting. McDonald's is going to phase out, quote-unquote, pig cruel pens. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but McDonald's uses a lot of pork, okay? And they are going to require its pork suppliers to get rid of gestation pens that animal rights groups have long deemed cruel to pigs. Okay? They're going to want them in more open areas, make it more open and, I guess, enjoyable for the pigs before they get slaughtered. They said there are alternatives that we think are better for the welfare of sows. Dan Gorski, McDonald's Senior Vice President of the North America Supply Chain, said, all right, released with the Humane Society of the United States, the company uses pork in sausage McMuffins, egg McMuffins, McRib, breakfast platters, will now require its pork suppliers to submit plans by May to phase out the metal cages. McDonald's is one of the largest purchasers of pork, bacon, and sausage, they say. Apparently, the Oak Brook, Illinois-based fast food chain buys about 1% of the U.S. pork supply. That's just one chain of, I mean, that just McDonald's, all right? Just McDonald's alone buys 1% of the U.S. pork. That's huge. Now, this move comes 11 years after Chipotle Mexican Grill began requiring its pork suppliers to raise pigs outside or in larger cages and use antibiotic-free vegetarian food. Usually, these gestation cages are about 2 feet by 7 feet, and these pigs can barely turn around. Pigs kept in these pens are more susceptible to disease, illnesses, bladder infections. They also suffer psychologically because pigs are very social, intelligent animals. From what I understand, pigs are supposed to be some of the most intelligent animals on Earth. All right, next to humans. Okay. All right. Yes, I know there's some humans where pigs probably surpass. So, all right, I'm not going to go on further with this, but good. All right. You know what? I kind of like that. I mean, I love animals, you know. And honestly, you can't have the pig stuck in a pen. I mean, I can understand if they're about to be used for food. You know, I can understand where you want them in one place, you know, for a couple minutes prior. But if that's where they're living, no. No. Okay, now, somebody who should be caged is Jerry Sandusky here. I know he's allegedly guilty. He's not, you know, guilty yet. But still, Jerry Sandusky looks like a court ruled that he can visit his grandchildren. Jerry Sandusky will get a local jury in his trial on child sex abuse charges and will be allowed to visit with his grandchildren. Apparently, Judge John Cleland rejected a prosecution request that Sandusky be confined inside his home while on house arrest. Neighbors have complained that Sandusky, while outside his home, was able to watch children at a nearby school. Remember that last week? You know, he was sitting there watching the kids. You don't know if he was just sitting there watching and thinking, or you don't know if sitting there he was planning something. But everybody had, everyone's on high alert. This is crazy stuff. He's already been accused of, what, molesting 10 boys through the charity he founded? So this is kind of scary stuff. But they didn't want him to be able to leave his house. They didn't want him to be able to see his grandchildren. Now, if I remember correctly, a few months back, the daughter-in-law, who is separated from Jerry Sandusky's son, did not want the grandchild seen because she said the grandson was abused by Jerry Sandusky. So I don't know if anything ever came of that. I mean, sounds like no, because if so, then they probably wouldn't let him touch the kids. So that's kind of interesting. All right, so that's what's going on there. Okay, now I love biblical news and archaeology news, so this really caught my eye. They say British archaeologists have struck gold. This is from Daily Mail. With a discovery that may solve the mystery of where the Queen of Sheba unearthed her fabled treasures. Now, according to the Bible, the ruler of Sheba, which spanned modern-day Ethiopia and Yemen, traveled to King Solomon in Jerusalem, bringing about 4.5 tons of gold. Now an ancient gold mine, together with the ruins of a temple, has been found on the high Giralta Plateau in northern Ethiopia, part of the Queen's former territory. The entrance lay concealed behind a 20-foot stone or slab carved with the sun and crescent moon, the calling card of the land of Sheba, according to the excavation leader. All right, apparently Ms. Schofield, who I guess is the leader, crawled beneath the stone. There was a 9-foot cobra. She was warned lives there. She came face-to-face with an inscription in Sabaean, which was the language that Queen of Sheba would have spoken. She found parts of columns of finely carved stone channels from a buried temple, believed to be dedicated to a moon deity. Excavations also revealed the site of a battlefield nearby, where she discovered ancient bones. This stuff's cool. Local people still panned for gold in a nearby river, but they were unaware of the ancient mine complex was right there underneath their feet. The shaft is buried 4 feet beneath the surface of a hill, circled by vultures, they said, and ancient skulls embedded above the entrance, which bears the Sabaean chiseling. Now, didn't she have an affair with King Solomon? If I'm trying to think back here, let me read further. Sheba was an 8th century B.C. civilization that lasted a millennium, prospering through trade in incense spices with Jerusalem and Roman Empire. The Queen of Sheba is chronicled in both the Quran and the Bible, which describes her visiting Solomon with a very great retinue with camels bearing spices and very much gold and precious stones. Ooh, she liked him. The biblical account says the queen was overwhelmed by Solomon's wisdom and the happiness of his kingdom. As she departed, she gave the king 120 talents of gold, equal to 4.5 tons. Legend has it that Solomon wooed the queen too, and that they had a baby, Menelik. He became the kings of Abyssinia. Oh, this is cool stuff. Anyway, Queen of Sheba. I don't know. I think that stuff is cool. I just love all of that. All right, let's get to more medical news. Drug shortages. All right, we talked about how there is a very, very severe shortage with methotrexate. Now, this is a medication that we use for childhood leukemia. They say hundreds, perhaps thousands of children are now at risk for dying of what is a fairly curable disease because the manufacturer, Ben Venue Laboratories, has suspended operations since November at its plant in Bedford, Ohio. They suspended it due to what they're calling, quote-unquote, significant manufacturing and quality concerns. Now, drug shortages, this isn't something new. We have been scared to death about what's been going on because doxorubicin, chemotherapeutic agent, has been in short supply. If you want to look at what's in short supply, you go to the FDA website. That's where I went tonight for tonight's show. I mean, Benadryl. We know Adderall, you know, for ADHD is included there too. Avalide, blood pressure medicine, Marcaine, an injectable. But, you know, you're looking at this list, diltiazem. We use diltiazem for abnormal cardiac rhythms in the ER. I was using that all the time. Joxin is in short supply. Valium injection. These are some pretty, dexamethasone. These are some pretty serious drugs we need in life or death situations, and they are right now in very short supply. And now they're saying that these kids could be at risk of dying of a treatable cancer because of methotrexate. Fluorouracil, another chemotherapeutic agent in short supply. What is going on? What is going on? Now, we've had things in short supply before, but it seems like it just got worse. Now, of course, a lot of us are guessing it may have to do with, you know, changes in healthcare law. You know, as pharmaceutical companies are getting pinched and losing money, all right, they need to revamp and reorganize and see what is the most financially viable for them. And if they are not making the money that they quote-unquote need to for these medications, they're going to stop making them. Now, unfortunately, many people don't make money on generics. And if these generic medicines, it's not lucrative for these companies to make, they're not going to make them. But this is scary because we don't have enough companies to make these drugs. All right, don't go away. We'll be back more with Dr. Dahlia.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a cool study. They say pet owners' hearts may be able to cope better with change. This isn't the first time we heard that if you owned a pet, you're going to be in better shape in terms of your heart. They say pet owners with chronic diseases, this is from Reuters, appears to have healthier hearts than people living without an animal companion. This was studied by Japanese researchers. Findings are published in the American Journal of Cardiology. Researchers studied nearly 200 people, found that those with a pet had higher heart rate variability than those who didn't. That means their pets respond better to the body's changing requirements, such as beating faster during stressful situations, reduced heart rate variability, etc. They say among patients with coronary artery disease, pet owners exhibit a greater than 1 year survival rate. Lead author Naoko Aiba at Kitasako University in Kanagawa near Tokyo. Now, apparently what they did is they monitored about 191 people with diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, etc. over 24 hours. They used a heart rate monitor. The mean age range was from roughly 60 years old up until 80. The researchers also asked for their daily activities and whether or not they had a pet. About 4 in 10 did own an animal, but other than that, the two groups were similar. For pet owners, they said 5% of their heartbeats differed by 50 milliseconds in length. But non-pet owners, it was 2.5%, which means their heart rate changed less. Because remember, you want less variability. So far, no one knows what caused the difference. Maybe it's the pets. Maybe people, I don't know, you know, maybe people have a pet, they exercise more. I mean, my cats and dogs, okay? All right, if I have to get personal here, they do poop house, okay? They won't hold it till they go outside. They will purposely miss their potty box. So every now and then we see poo poo house. Now you would think that if the average pet is as annoying as my pet, heart attacks would be rampant. But I guess maybe all these other people are blessed with pets that don't pee and poop up the place. That's all I could guess. All right. This researcher says my guess is that pets are a form of social support. Oh, hence stress reduction, and they can satisfy some, but not all social companionship needs. All right, when they wipe their butt on my pillow to clean off the kitty litter powder that's attached to their tail, I don't need any more socializing, please. No, that, you know what, it's true. You know, I think anybody that has lost a spouse, anybody that doesn't have family close by, I think it is a great idea to have a pet. I mean, it is just... it's amazing. It's, you know, the love, the support, you know, feeling loved, I think is what we really need. You know, now again, cats, they're so dang independent that they really don't show a lot of love. Some of us, we have the cats that jump on our lap and want love, but usually cats are pretty selfish sons of guns. Yeah. And they just want you to, you know, do for them. Dogs, they're more lovey dovey, but they take a lot more work. So I don't know what the best pet is. I don't know, but I think I would say the best pet is the one that cleans their butt not on your pillow, that doesn't miss the potty box, that pees and poops outside the house if that's where they're supposed to go, and doesn't stink up the place. That, to me, would, I think, be the least stroke-inducing, heart attack-inducing, death-inducing pet. Okay, let's move on. All right, now, I guess employees in New Hampshire could soon be banned from wearing fragrances or scented products. This is very interesting. Did you guys hear about that? If you live in New Hampshire, you may not be able to come to work wearing perfume. They say state workers who interact with the public as part of their job will have to go to work all natural if the law is passed this week. House Bill 1444 has been proposed by Republican Michelle Peckham to protect people with asthma or other allergies. They say exposure to perfume can trigger nasal congestion, bout of sneezing, runny nose, and asthma. It can. They say it may seem silly, but it's a health issue. Many people have violent reactions to strong scents. This bill would come into effect within 60 days. So if you're trying to smell all sexy, trying to smell good, trying to cover up some odors, right, missed your shower, so you're trying to spray, you won't be allowed to. That's going to be very hard to enforce it. I mean, shampoo, when I wash my hair, right, once a month now, when I wash my hair, I could really smell. I could smell it. I mean, my hair smells good. My hairspray, I had to do a news spot for Fox 5 Local. And so, yeah, you bet your butt I sprayed a whole bunch of hairspray. And, I mean, that probably doesn't do well for asthmatics. Now, of course, I did it on my lunch hour, so hopefully, you know, none of my patients, you know, breathe it in. But I would say hairspray would be a biggie. Now, from what I understand, the reason why this happened, I got to find the source. Somebody sued. Somebody sued. I mean, of course. Yeah, whenever a law like this comes into fruition, it's because somebody sued. From what I understand, somebody made $100,000 because they said a co-worker's perfume made the air difficult to breathe. I'm trying to look this up real quick. Okay, hold on a second, hold on a second. I think I found it. And again, I don't want to take sides. I don't know much about the case. But if this is what's happening, where people are suing the state, suing the employer. All right, so here we go. Back in 2008, I found it. Susan McBride sued Detroit under the Americans with Disabilities Act, claiming a co-worker's fragrance made it hard for her to breathe and do her job. She was eventually awarded $100,000, and the city warned workers to avoid using scented products like perfume, cologne, deodorant, lotion, and aftershave. So now New Hampshire is doing the same. Now, I have to admit, okay, I see a lot of patients, and, you know, I walk into the room, and remember, the patient's waiting for you for 10, 15 minutes. Okay, you know, it's going to get a little stifling in that room. So you walk in and you smell the perfume. Now, luckily, I get pretty used to it. You know, I get pretty used to the smell. It's okay. But every now and then, you get a bad smell. I mean, you know, every now and then, something is really strong. Now, usually, though, in coworker settings, I mean, you really don't have to be that close. You know, I mean, I'm wondering if maybe, rather than preventing people from having deodorant and cologne and hairspray, etc., you kind of have a rule where there's a workspace. You know, I got to admit, I think that would probably be more effective, because if you think about it, if somebody's sick, you know, and you have to be right, you know, next to their cubicle, you know, right next to them, as opposed to having cubicle distance, I see how that could be an issue. But anyway. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, people want to smell good. People need to cover up certain smells. They say the Constitutional Review and Statutory Recodification Committee is recommending the House kill the bill as a possible constitutional conflict between rights of the individual employee and health effects on an occasional customer with an allergy to scented products. Up to 1 in 20 people suffer from perfume allergy, and it is a common cause of sinus problems. The chemical irritant, the scent, penetrates the delicate tissue along the linings and triggers swellings. I mean, it does. I mean, it, you know, I don't have asthma, but when I'm in traffic and I'm sick and I'm fighting a cold, I can't breathe. So, you know, should people have better ventilation? Because, I mean, here's my problem. If it's perfumes, what's next? They aren't talking about hairspray. They aren't talking about getting the flu. They aren't talking about a fart. I mean, you know, I would think you would solve the problem having people, you know, separated and a healthy distance from each other. That would be my guess. Well, all right. Luckily in the city, I have the whole place to myself. It's nice. I'm not disturbing anyone's airspace. All right, guys, great show. Please email me with any questions. Call in, even if we're off air. We'll play them the next day at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Follow me on Twitter. But most of all, be safe. You take care.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.